direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, Unscreened Radio, and it turns out this will be our last night of Unscreened Radio because I was hoping there would be a show tomorrow night, but there won't. You see, what happened was, as you know, I was on the hunt for broadband all this week frantically because I was moving into a place with broadband a month from now. Well, it turned out, I found out today that I can move into it next Tuesday. Yeah. The only problem is I have not begun to pack anything, and I've got to get back to the Valley because before they can release John, I have to go through training on how to help him as he recovers from the stroke. And so suddenly I've got 4 days to do, I don't know, about 40 days worth of things. And so I realized early in the evening I'm going to have to beg out of tomorrow night's show. But Monday, March 6th, which is a week from Monday, I expect I will not only be back, but ensconced in the new location. And I expect John will be screening. So there, he might not be walking at this point, but he'll be screening. And he may be walking, so we'll see. All right, so I'm pretty excited about that. But how I'll get through the next few days, I don't know. Yeah, I'm doing a lot of turning it over to the Lord right about now. All right, I'm going to get to your calls, and I put a couple people on hold. But I was listening to the news. I had not heard about what happened in Orlando today. And yeah, that was a knee-jerk reaction. And so I decided, well, I'd go to Fox 35 and see the timeline. And it's a 19-year-old, as you heard on the news, who is accused of shooting and killing a 20-year-old woman in Pine Hills, which is a section of Orlando. And then later, a journalist and from Spectrum 13 and a 9-year-old girl, and injuring another journalist and the girl's mother, critically, as far as that goes. And the 19-year-old suspect has now been detained, Keith Melvin Moses. So here's the timeline. 11 in the morning, a woman in her 20s was shot on Hialeah Drive and died at the scene. The Orange County deputies confirmed that. The homicide detectives responded to the scene, conducted a follow-up, collected evidence, and developed good leads on the suspect. 4:05, deputies received 911 calls reporting two shootings on Hialeah Drive and one in nearby Harrington. Okay, on Hialeah Drive, two Spectrum 13 journalists, a reporter and a photographer, were shot. And, of course, they were there because they were covering the earlier shooting. And, of course, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. And so they're there, and the suspect open fires, kills the reporter, and critically injures the cameraman. All right, so down the street on Harrington, which is right nearby, a 9-year-old girl is killed, and her mother is critically injured. And that's what there. The sheriff for Orange County, which is Orlando, holds a press conference at about 7:15 this evening, Eastern Time. And he explains the situation, all right, and obviously names the suspect, which we just have, and the pending charges that he probably will face. But when I read this next part, this is where I hit the control alternate delete. Yeah, I'm blinking at the blue screen of death as I read. We have detained the person believed to be responsible for the murder this morning as well as the shooting this afternoon. He is being formally charged for the murder, and we expect additional charges. And okay, so far, so good. No problem. I'm not going crazy. The suspect is not saying much. And so the sheriff is talking a little bit more, and he then says, all right, a very good description was given out. Deputies located him in the exact same clothes he was wearing during the shootings. And once they did detain him, homicide detectives who were familiar with him from the previous cases said, yep, that's our same guy from the earlier homicide. Now, wait a minute. If they knew this was the guy from the earlier homicide, how is it that he was walking around free, you know, for enough hours to shoot the journalist, kill the journalist, and shoot the cameraman, and kill the 9-year-old girl? So obviously, as usual, I'm missing some salient facts here. So I'm putting everybody on hold, and I'll stop yammering, and we'll see what's on your mind. And I don't know who it is, but called during the news, so we'll see if he or she cared to wait for 12 minutes. As we say, welcome to WGN Radio. Who are you, and where are you?
Hey, Raleigh, it's Bob from Arlington Heights. We haven't talked for a while, but...
How are you?
I called a couple times last night, and... had to get off after about a half hour each time.
Sorry about that.
Never got back to you, but I'm glad to hear that you're moving forward and John is recovering.
Yeah.
You're in our thoughts daily.
Thank you.
What I was calling about last night is it's a lighter side of Florida. You had a gentleman on who had spent a lot of time driving up and down the state of Florida.
Yes.
And because you had a background in Florida, I wanted to share a brief story about an experience I had in Florida 10 years ago.
Oh, great.
I was working for the FDIC during the banking crisis.
Okay.
And I was assigned to an audit. And so I had to go to the sprawling metropolis of Clewiston.
Oh!
I had never been there before. So I flew into Miami and then drove on a Sunday night. The only sign of life I saw between the Miami airport and when I finally found Clewiston and the motel I was going to be in, the only sign of life I saw in the 2 hours I was driving was alligator remnants on the road that had been hit by trucks. And so when I got there the next morning, I was welcomed by a guy from the bank that I was at, and he showed me on the map. He was so proud. He was like the Chamber of Commerce president. And he took me over to the map, and he goes, I want you to see where you are here. And he said, right here we are in Clewiston. And he goes, you're about an hour and a half from Miami. You're an hour from the Gulf Coast and an hour from the Atlantic Coast. And me being from Chicago, I look at him and I go, now, mind you, before I got to his office that morning, I had tried to find the closest Starbucks, which I found was 43 miles away, but I figured at least it would still be hot when I got back. But
you were minutes away from Lake Okeechobee.
Yeah, I wasn't very diplomatic when he pointed out all the, where he was geographically, and I was thinking to myself, okay, you're an hour from each coast, you're 2 hours from Miami, and you're here. And I'm thinking, do you need some money for gas to get out of here?
Yeah.
But anyway, I spent a week there, which seemed
like
about a month.
Yep.
And then at the end of the trip, he said, well, we really enjoyed having you here. And he goes, I hope if you and your family have vacation plans, you'll come back for the sugarcane festival.
Oh, that's great.
It's on my bucket list if I live to be 200.
Yeah, well, it's only about an hour from West Palm Beach, actually, and it's not far from the booming metropolis of Belgrade, which is a migrant camp, last time I checked.
On a serious note, I hope you and John are doing well. You're in our thoughts.
Well, thank
and,
you.
Your mantra, one day at a time.
Exactly.
My wife has survived non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and a stem cell transplant.
Yay.
And my daughter has survived leukemia twice and two strokes. And so we know the power of one day at a time and the power of prayer.
Absolutely.
So
and thank you.
You're in our prayers daily. And we'll miss you for the week that you'll be away, but I hope you get settled in a new place, and I'll be back on the phone bothering you
on
March 6th.
I'm counting on it. My only concern is that I don't have a stroke in the interim, and I'm next to John. You know, I got to calm down, but I will. And we'll talk. I think there's a game March 6th, though. It'll be an abbreviated Monday Night Trivia, but I think we'll definitely be on for a couple hours.
Well, stay safe.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yes. And I absolutely appreciate the prayers because I believe strongly in the power of prayer. So 888-876-5593. Let's see. Going to area 815. So Elgin to Rockford area. Welcome to WGN Radio. Who are you? Where are you?
Hi, Raleigh. This is Bruce from Elwood.
Hey, Bruce. Okay.
Yeah. It's the Rockford area, but I'm quite a ways away.
Yeah.
I'm pulling for you and John too.
Thank you.
I'm glad he's doing good. I'm praying for you to have the strength to do what you have.
Yeah,
doing
yeah. This was such a shock, and it's good because I really didn't know where I was going to find the broadband, so I will. But how the hell I'll get this moved, I have no idea. So
you just do like the guy said before, one day at a time.
Well,
one hour at a time.
That's it. But when I realize I've got 4 days total, I kind of have to put myself in warp drive to say there are some things you don't need to do now, Raleigh. Do something else. You know, that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about Corvettes. You said you had a 66?
Yes, and a 75.
Oh, I had a 67.
Oh,
a 78, and a 79, but did you have the hard top?
Yes.
Yeah.
In
so
both.
You didn't have air. Did you have air?
Oh, I had air conditioning, and I got when I used it, I got about 2 miles to the gallon.
Oh yeah, I had a 67 427.
Oh yeah.
But it was a convertible, and I didn't have air, and when I had the hard top, I had both tops on. Man, you couldn't stand it to be in that car.
Oh, I know, just hot as hell. Yeah, I had the 427 too, and then later the 75. It was 350 with 350 displacement, the L82 engine option.
Oh wow, I only had the L48.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you that L82 stranded me everywhere. That's how I got to see all of America because I was stuck in it.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, but that 66 was wonderful.
Really,
I want to talk about your 67, of course, because that was the classic year because it was before the body style change in 68. But, yeah, 67, you still had the sideways radio that I had, too. Who the hell came up with that?
I don't know. I put an AM/FM in the back with a boombox and a remote control that I could hold between the seats and work the stereo with my remote control.
Yeah.
But,
So what color? No, what color was it?
It was Sunfire yellow with the black Stinger hook.
Oh man, mine was the British Racing green.
Oh wow,
yeah.
I destroyed it. I was out one night doing. I had already blew the trans, put a new trans in it. And I had built the engine,
yeah.
And I was in second gear, squealing the tires. I hear a bang, and I looked in the mirror, and I had green antifreeze coming out both side pipes.
You know, that sounds just like a Corvette. It really does.
Well, yeah. And then I called. There was no cell phones back then, so I walked home about a mile, and I called a tow truck, and I said, hey, my Corvette's stuck out. It was like a Sunday night. And he said, well, I'll come and get it in the morning. I said, no, you don't understand. It's a 67 big block, and it's sitting out in the middle of the country. He said, okay, I'll meet you there in a half hour.
Yeah, exactly.
I said, that thing won't be there in the morning.
No. No, although with that 75, there was a time when I was kind of hoping someone would steal it.
Well, my 78, someone did steal it.
Well, that was the pace.
That
was the pace car. Did you have the pace car colors for the Indy 500?
No, it was a white one, but it wasn't. It was the pace car year, but it wasn't the pace car edition. But
okay,
she took it and parked it at the school where she worked, and when she went out to lunch, it was gone.
Oh God!
And it was right about time her father passed away, so she was out of state. And I got a call from a local police department near Chicago, and they said, well, we found the doors and doors and the dash of your Corvette. And I'm like, what? So I go over there and I look, and it was what they did is they took my white 78, took anything with a serial number on it,
okay,
got rid of it, and put an interior out of a junk 79 in it.
Oh, God.
And I had already been paid by my insurance company, so I didn't really care. But I felt inside the fender well. When I brought it, it had a crack in it, so I had fiberglassed it and painted it, and I said, no, this is mine.
Yeah.
If you get under there and look at the frame number, you'll find it's my 78, and those are my doors and my steering column and stuff.
Oh, God.
Well, they didn't want to hear it because they took it in a drug raid, and they could sell it.
Oh. Oh. Did you get it back?
No, I'd already been paid for it. I called my insurance company. I said, hey, they got it. If you guys want to go get it, I've already been paid for it.
Right. Right, and the insurance company just let it go.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Oh, geez.
But if it was mine, they would have had to give it to the insurance company, and I'm sure they didn't want to do that, so they didn't want to look at the frame numbers on it.
Exactly. That's sad.
Yeah.
All right, good stories.
Okay, I'll let go. I know you got more people. I'm going to call one night when you get back, and I want to talk about electric cars.
Oh, God, I'll love it. Absolutely, we'll do that. Thanks.
These people say, oh, pollution, please.
Yeah,
they need to go on Twitter or YouTube or something and look at where cobalt comes from to make lithium.
Well, The same people who are touting how wonderful electric cars are want to stop copper mining. And that's where, you know, I have the mental collision. It's like, do you understand how much more copper those cars need? Yeah, so we can talk about that.
Yeah, they need the lithium. The kids mining lithium in Africa are 10 years old, sitting in a rock pile.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
When you get back, you take care.
All right, thanks.
Do it one day at a time. We're pulling for you.
Appreciate it.
I'll be here when you're sober. We'll be our family again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. All right,
okay,
so appreciate
thanks.
That. Yeah, and so, and I will get through one way or another. And I realize, you know, even if I don't pack everything else up, most of it I can just buy whatever I need. You know, it's not the computers, obviously, or the electronics, but the other stuff, you know, if it comes to sheets or whatever, yeah, they'll have them. They'll have them at Walmart. So 888-876-5593. Back to your calls in moments here on WGN Radio.
Your love will be gone. Now let me tell you a story. This girl met a guy one day. He said, girl, just what I'm looking for. Please come my way. I don't have much to offer, but what I do have you can get. But that foolish girl said, no, baby, 'cause you're not the right one yet. She said, good things come to those who wait, but don't wait too long.
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. That's Betty Swan. And, you know, I haven't seen much about it online. If you look at Wikipedia for Betty Swan or some of the other sites, it doesn't mention that, unfortunately, she died about a month ago. Yeah, in Las Vegas. And January 25th, 78 years old. But she was terrific. She wrote her hits as well. This is the first thing she charted with on Money. And then, of course, after that, Make Me Yours was just a smash. And she wrote that as well. So she was quite the writer. And it was a somewhat brief career, though. She wound up retiring from singing and went to Las Vegas, became a teacher, became a Jehovah's Witness, and lived there fairly quietly. Unfortunately, she suffered from a degenerative spinal condition for the last decade of her life. But her first charter, yeah, Don't Wait Too Long, 1965 on Money, got to number 27 on the R&B charts, and I thought it was a great song. And then, of course, yeah, who wouldn't like Make Me Yours, which was number one for 2 weeks on the R&B charts and 21 on the pop charts. All right, so let's see. I'll try to remember that the news is coming up in 2 minutes, but I'll live a little dangerously. Who are you? Where are you? And thank you for calling WGN and the Riley James Show. That's
hello?
You. Yes, hello.
Yes, yeah, this is Eduardo.
Hey, Eduardo,
good to
talk all
to
right.
Again.
Good.
Yeah, I thought I'd give you I was going to wait till tomorrow, but then I just heard you're at the top of the hour, and I go, oh, my God, she's going to be gone.
I am. I wasn't expecting this, but I don't know how I can do this any other way. There's just far too much to do. And, no one to help, so I'm doing it myself.
Yeah. Well, this might be the year where I actually do the, but we can talk about that like a later show about, because I want to get your advice as far as, you know, moving across state lines, let's put it that way. But
can
go into that some other time.
Oh, no, I'd love to. But what state are you planning to move to?
Well, I don't know. Could be Texas, could be Florida, somewhere south.
Okay.
Where you can retire the coats.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. Hang on a minute. Don't go
I'll
away.
I'll keep you posted.
Yeah. I want to know. Stay right where you are. We'll find out what's going on in the news, and we'll be right back to it right here on WGN Radio.
Over the mountain, across the sea, there's a girl waiting for me. Girl.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and it was Jim and Gurney who said, "Did you ever play my request over the mountain?" I said, "Yes, I did." And he said, "I didn't hear it." So I said, "Well, I'll play it again tomorrow night." That was yesterday, so this is tomorrow night. And 1957 on Chess was followed. I'll Be Spinning was the first hit they had earlier, January of 57. Then they came up with Over the Mountain Across the Sea, one more, and that was pretty much it for Johnny and Joe. But interestingly, doesn't often happen that that a group from the 50s, or a duo from the 50s in this case, would come back with a great song 25 years later or so. But they did. I thought Kingdom of Love, and I mentioned this to Jim, who said he'd never heard it, so I'll play a little bit, but I thought Kingdom of Love was a great record. Sounds. That must have been about 82 that came out. Ambient Sound was a label that was kind of dedicated to doo-wop acts, and all on the label it says, "The Sound of Human America." Yeah, I'll say. But Johnny and Joe, I thought were terrific. Of course, Johnny Louise Richardson and Joe Rivers, and sadly no longer with us. All right, so we're talking to Eduardo, and we'll talk about his move, impending move, maybe at a later date. But what are we talking about tonight?
Yeah, did you get a chance to check out the earthquake over there in Turkey, where 13 million homes were like not structurally sound?
Well, that
actually issued up.
This was a very interesting story, because normally when you see that kind of damage, the first thing you think is, you know, it's like it's the ghetto or something. But this is not true. Some of the buildings that collapsed were first class, expensive, you know, luxury buildings. And so, yes, there's a question about, you know, sort of like that building that just collapsed out of nowhere in Surfside, Florida last year. Real question about how the hell did this happen? Because, you know, you expect it, you know, in the Macumba or the favelas of the world, you don't expect it where we're talking. And some of the neighborhoods, yes, were not in great shape, but some of these were really nice buildings. So, yeah.
I was just struck by how they were able to get those a lot of the kids, you know, people trapped after so many days.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're saying they need, like, tents because there's a lot of homeless people.
Oh, sure.
And they also need, like, catheters, I guess, dialysis machines or something like that.
Well, I think they need they need a lot of things. And this was, you know, unfortunately, it wasn't a lone quake with a little aftershock. This was a couple of real serious quakes and then dozens of powerful aftershocks. But the two biggies, I think there was a 6.4 and then a 5.8.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Right. And then there's some areas that they can't get into because I think like nearby Syria, they can't get into because of the conflict that they've been having in past years.
That's horrible. Yes, because Syria was badly hit in this. Yeah. Yeah. The you know, we don't expect things like this to happen. And of course, you can see the pictures of some of the rubble and all that. We absolutely don't expect it to happen. But yeah, when it's in a war torn area, that makes it worse.
Yeah, I went to the there was this Turkish center up on the north side of Chicago over here. And I donated some clothes.
Oh, that's nice.
One of these weekends. Yeah. Now they're saying, they're going to need a lot more stuff. So this is going to take quite a bit of time to rebuild, but that's something.
And I think there's going to be, no pun intended, real fallout from whatever was going on that allowed some of these lavish buildings to be built. So I know they're right now doing things like Turkey's banning layoffs, and they're offering salary support, and that's great. But when you have people who are still under rubble and people who have been badly, and of course February 6th was a 7.8, so you've got a number of quakes here that are just horrible. It makes you wonder.
Yeah, well, the people on your next door neighbor, California, you got to hope that they're going to be able to handle something like that if the day comes.
Well,
when they get something like that,
you know, they're one thing about California is they expect it, you know, because of the San Andreas fault and many other fault lines as well. But
right.
So there's all sorts of building codes there to mitigate that. I don't guarantee that it would fix everything, but their minds are on that. We've got a lot of other fault lines in America that people are not expecting activity, and they could get it. You know,
I think you would feel it if they got something like that.
Probably not.
You would feel it?
Probably
no?
not.
Okay.
Well, I'm a dozen hours from California, so I'm not real close
okay.
by. And it would also depend where. But there's fault lines everywhere, and certainly in the Midwest, and also on the East Coast as
New
as
Andrews.
Well. Yeah, sure. There's a number of these faults are entirely below ground, and they're so buried fault lines and things like that. It's there, and it could be anywhere, New Madrid seismic zone, whatever. So yeah.
Yeah.
We kind of
okay,
don't.
Okay, Raleigh, well, I'll let you go so you can get some more callers
good
in
deal.
Here because you're done at 1. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so
thanks.
March 6th, that's
yes.
the date, right? March 6th.
As far as I'm concerned, it
that
is.
Week.
Yep. So a week from Monday.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay, Raleigh.
Appreciate it.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Yeah, I certainly can use that luck. So I'm literally, yeah, when I was trying to call movers when I found out about the date this morning, I literally at one point couldn't talk, literally. And I thought to myself, wait a minute, I'm paid to talk. This is a very bad thing. I'm in deep trouble here. Yeah, right. And so the woman on the other side, now just take a few deep breaths. And like, yeah, boy. All right. So, but, you know, it'll work out because it always does. All right. So I will hopefully get to all, well, I don't know, we'll get to all your calls. I'm putting everybody on hold. And we'll take care of business right now and be back in moments right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'll play that again longer. That was a request Scotty and East Chicago had, but I realized we got about 10 minutes and that's it. So I figure cut the miracles short, 1973 on Tamla. It didn't chart. Nice song, though. Hopefully Scotty and East Chicago is doing well, and I will play that again when I'm back the week after next. Now, don't miss me too much next week because there's games every night, so you wouldn't have heard much of me anyway. So if you're a sports fan, well, it'll be Valhalla. You'll have a fine time. All right, waiting for 31 minutes. We'll see if we still have a survivor. Welcome to WGN Radio. Who are you and where are you?
It's Valerie. Good morning.
Hey, Valerie. What's happening?
Not much. Okay. Congratulations on the house.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for the call.
Oh.
Bless you, him and you. And I watched the DVD Bombshell today.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember Hedy Lamarr?
Of course.
And tell the world what she did for radio communication.
Oh, Hedy was absolutely an amazing person as far as that goes, and she was Austrian originally, but she clearly was in terms of engineering, had a lot of prowess and came up with a lot of stuff. She was a fundraiser in the wartime. She was a producer. She was, you know, as far as inventing stuff, one of the things that she was working on was things like what became fizzies, really, the tablets that would dissolve into water to create carbonated drinks. But she herself said it kind of tasted too much like Alka-Seltzer. But she had read that radio-controlled torpedoes had been proposed. And when discussing this with a friend, the idea was raised that frequency hopping might prevent the torpedo's guidance system from being tracked. And so she was heavily involved in how that happened. Because at the time, the Navy and nobody else was using this. So now,
of course,
Tesla, by the way, had written extensively about it previously, but it was not in use. And I don't think she held the patent, but she was absolutely involved in it.
Her patent was with her and one other person, and the patent for the skipping was in her name.
Oh, wow, okay. I thought it was William Brogius, was the guy from the Dutch inventor. But okay.
He was, there was something that he did, but here in the U.S.
Okay.
She had the...
Good for her.
And she offered it to the U.S. government, and they accepted it.
Yeah.
And they buried it. And because she wasn't an American national, they denied it.
Oh, geez. And she later became a naturalized citizen.
Yeah, yeah. And she didn't know that she could be... She was supposed to be paid for it, but since they buried it under national security, she wasn't getting paid at all.
Well, maybe that explains her shoplifting arrests.
Yeah, and the fact that there were that Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer... I think those idiots. Anyways, they had her jacked up on the amphetamines.
Well, there you have it. Yeah, a very interesting story, to say the least. All right. Well, I'll talk to you in about a week.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thanks. Yeah.
Have a good
one. We'll try. All right. Absolutely, Hedy Lamarr. Who wouldn't remember Hedy? Okay, so now I'm down to 6 minutes and 7 people. All right, well... We'll check you out and say, who are you, where are you, and thanks for calling WGN.
Hi, Riley. This is Don Clark, and I'm from Joliet. I just wanted to tell you good luck on your move, and can't wait to talk to you again about interesting things, and
I want
to let you know everything's going to work out fine for you.
Well, thank you, and I think we played your request last night. At least I hope we did.
Yes, you did, and I want to appreciate that. It was very nice. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
You got it.
All right. So let's see what else we can do quickly on unscreened radio. And that would be you. Welcome to WGN Radio. Who are you and where are you? Speak to me. Or not. Gee, and only on hold for 7 minutes. It's not very long for me. All right. So let's check out you. This is the Raleigh James Show. Who are you and where are you? Well, you're gone, is what you are. Come on, you're not waiting that long. I mean, some people have been hanging on for 40 minutes in previous shows, and you're going out at 8 minutes and 2 seconds? Well, welcome to WGN Radio. Who are you and where are you?
Hello, Raleigh. This is Tommy from Chicago.
Tommy, how are you?
Raleigh, how are you?
Oh, I'm just going crazy. You know, I'll be better once this is over.
Yeah. I've been praying for you and John since went to Raleigh.net and I read your text.
Yeah.
On February 6th.
Yeah, February 2nd.
You've been in my prayers.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You've been in my prayers for days, and I'll keep praying for you and John.
I really appreciate that.
The show.
Yeah.
And I got your package. It was
good.
Well worth more than the postage.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
so
good deal.
So many CDs and stuff. And I'm glad that John is recovering. And,
yeah.
And good luck on the move. And I'll be listening for March 6th, you said, right?
Yes. It's a date. I'll talk to you then.
All right. Good luck moving.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, I've never done a move where I'm not going to be here when the stuff leaves. But I just can't. I got to be at the other end. Now the question is, will I be there when this stuff arrives? It might be a surprise to me at both ends. So, who are you and where are you? I think you're our last caller of the night.
Oh, this is James from the South Side. Okay, make it quick. Okay, did get a chance to at least say a quick prayer. Okay, when I was in church today. So, okay, since it was Ash Wednesday.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so I did get a chance to. I'm glad at least you'll be able to move and get stuff maybe. Yeah. But I know it's going to take you probably. Okay, I guess probably Wednesday we'll be hearing from you.
Well, no, it'll be a week from Monday, March 6th. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You take care.
All right.
Well, that was crazy what happened down there in Florida.
Oh, yeah, I know. We can talk about that when I'm back, and I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, James.
Okay.
Okay,
take care.
Bye. You too. All right. So let's see what we can do about a final caller here. And let's see. Welcome to WGN Radio. Who are you and where are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Raleigh?
Yes, it is.
Hi. It's Frank from Northlake.
Hey, Frank. Well, I got 2 minutes. Yes, it's unscreened because, of course, obviously John can't be here.
Yes, I know. I was very excited to hear about that, but I'm glad that he's pulling through.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Believe me, I'm praying for you.
Thank you.
For him and for you, for Elias.
Thank you so
God
much.
God bless you. And
thanks.
You're great. You're good people.
Yeah.
And,
Well, you too.
You're a good person, man, and I like your style of everything that you do and your knowledge, and really, you please everybody. And I heard my songs a couple of times too.
Good.
From the reruns.
Good. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And we have more coming up. I haven't forgot about Jerry Vale or Joe Williams or Lefty Frizzell or Hank Snow. So I'm moving on and look for the original.
I know you did. Yeah. I heard last night the Rel Donner, the girl in my bedroom.
Yes, yes.
I guess someone else requested it.
Yeah, you did, and cool. Yes, absolutely. We had two requests for that, so it was about time I played it. I liked Rel Donner, you betcha. And, of course, Beverly Ross wrote it.
My first wife, I have a picture of her, Rel Donner, at a party when they were teenagers.
Oh, wow.
She was from Pulaski in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was from Belmont and Central.
Yeah.
Anyway, I still got the picture. I says, geez, Elvis cut another record, and it wasn't Elvis. He's done a lot like him.
Well, that was really to his detriment. I think he probably would have been bigger.
Yeah.
Another guy who had that same problem was Terry Stafford, who did Suspicion.
Oh, yeah, Suspicion.
Yeah.
Oh, Dynamite.
Sounded exactly like Elvis, yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And then later on after Elvis died, what was that guy's name that the king is gone? I know his name, I just can't.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
good.
I hear you going on. I hear you talking on my radio in the other room, but and we're talking, I can't figure that one out. But
yeah, that's the way it works. That's what the delay is all about. So yes, I will talk to you a week from Monday.
Okay, kiddo.
All right. Thanks.
So you're gonna spend some time with Jan.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. All right.
Well, God bless.
Yeah. Always good to hear from Frank. And big apologies to two people that I'm not going to get to because that's about it. We thank Dan for having to listen to the whole show, and thank you for not acting up. And that's right. And so I plan to do tomorrow night, but now that I figure I'm got to get this all done, it'll be a week from Monday, and then there shouldn't be any more interruptions, I hope. So until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.